weary wait is over.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. According to Merriam-Webster, the definition of a supergroup is a rock group made up of prominent former members of other rock groups. Now, most expect this group of seasoned professionals to produce, but that's not always the case. Sometimes the lineup just barely works. Sometimes it's magic, and unfortunately, sometimes, due to a hopeless clash of egos, it crashes like a Led Zeppelin. I mean, a lead balloon. This week's Vinyl Garage explores this phenomena of the music industry, but first we need to set some ground rules. This unholy alliance must produce at least one album. They need to be from bands or as a solo artist that you actually recognize, and charity supergroups performing live are exempt. Let's get things started.
Got money, got fame, fast cars and everything.
We'll be right back.
So how's this for lineage? Montrose, Van Halen, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Obviously, that's Sammy Hagar, who brought along with him Van Halen's bassist Michael Anthony, Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers, and guitar virtuoso Joe Satriani. Wow. Now, we all know Sammy and Michael know a thing or two about success, and Chad Smith, being half of the rhythm section of the Peppers along with Flea, is solid. But my concern when in 2008 I heard rumors of this lineup was Satriani. Not that he was not up to the task, but because he was actually overqualified. Known mostly for his instrumental, highly technical abilities, I was concerned if he could fit into a normal band setting in which he wasn't out front 100% of the time. The band was dubbed Chickenfoot, released two LPs. We heard Soap on a Rope from their initial offering. As impressive as Sammy and friends are, representing the modern-day supergroup, they pale in comparison to what is considered the first supergroup of the modern rock era, The Cream, in 1969, which we'll get to soon. But we have to set the Wayback Machine for December 4th, 1956, Memphis, Tennessee, for a group where super is not adjective enough. Dubbed the Million Dollar Quartet, it featured Elvis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis. An impromptu jam session that Sun Records engineer Jack Clement had the foresight to run tape as the aforementioned four played. Check out Elvis's Don't Be Cruel as he tries to emulate a slower version he heard Jackie Wilson perform in Vegas, a slower emotional Paralyzed, and a way cool brown-eyed handsome man as all four struggle to remember the lyrics. The band, in 2015 dollars, is $8.8 million.
You know I can't be found, sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least a telephone. Well, you sent up a feeling to my spine, a feeling warm and smooth and fine. All I could do was stand there paralyzed. He said, well, oh, now lucky me, I'm singing every day. Ooh, well, ever since the day you came my way. Well, you made my life for me just one big happy game. I'm gay every morning, at night I'm still the same. But well, to do for you, remember that wonderful time. And you held my hand and swore that you'd be mine. Well, in front of the preacher, you said I'd do.
couldn't say a word for thinking of you. Yeah, all I could do was stand there. Well, hold out, lucky me, I'm singing every day. Ooh, ever since the day you came my way. Ooh, well, you made my life for me just one big happy game. I'm gay every morning. At night I'm still the same one as I do you. Remember that wonderful time when you held my hand and swore that you'd be mine. Well, in front of the preacher you said I'd do. I couldn't say a word about thinking of you. All I could do. And her
life. Oh, hey, neighbor, they keep a plate collection.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I like that, Bobby. Our Venus was a wonderful girl.
Yeah. Well, my old Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms and a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. One, two, the count, nobody, let's see.
Let's see.
Two, three, the count, nobody on. Nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Around the curve, he was ahead of my home. It was a brown eyed handsome man.
You know, that's one of those.
That was a game, it was a brown.
Yeah, that's a rolling stone.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
rested on the charges of unemployment. He was seated in the witness stand.
Yeah.
Judge's wife tore up the district attorney, said to free that brown-eyed man.
Yeah,
won't you jolly better.
I like the way he said, flying across the desert in the TWA.
A woman walked across the sand, walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man.
Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man.
Said, somebody's daughter couldn't make up her mind, yeah, between the doctor and the lawyer man. Mother told us, go out and find yourself a brown-eyed handsome man, just like your daddy, he's a brown-eyed.
Eric Clapton and his buddies had the supergroup genre wrapped up in the late 60s, early 70s. Notorious for not staying in the same place for a very long, Eric formed four bands in this time period that meet criteria of the theme of the show. The Cream, Blind Faith, Derek and the Dominoes, and unknown to most, a band called The Powerhouse. The Cream featured Clapton, he's ex-Yardbirds John Mayall's Blues Breakers, Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker, ex-Graham Bond Organization. Blind Faith featured Clapton and Baker along with Steve Winwood, he's ex-Spencer Davis Group, and Rick Gretsch. Derek and the Dominoes added Bobby Whitlock, ex-Booker T and the MGs, Delaney and Bonnie, along with Dwayne Allman, Dave Mason, and an uncredited George Harrison. The Powerhouse only recorded four cuts, releasing them on an Elektra sampler disc titled What's Shaken. That band featured, along with Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Steve Winwood, Paul Jones, ex-Manfred Mann, and Pete York, ex-Spencer Davis Group. Up next is some serious blues. Cream's I'm So Glad, Blind Faith, Well All Right, Derek and the Dominoes, Have You Ever Loved a Woman, and The Powerhouse, I Want to Know.
I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm
your trembling pain. All the time you know, yeah, a sheep bears another man's name. But you just love that woman so much, it's a shame and a sin. You just love that woman, yes, so much, it's a shame and a sin. But all the time you know, yes, you know, she belongs to your very best friend. We'll be right back. know you can't leave her alone. Something deep inside of me, I won't let you rank your best friend.
You're listening to the Supergroup edition of The Vinyl Garage.
I want to know, why do you always run around? I want to know, why do you always run around? Every man I know, what you put down. I want to know, do you really need the money? I want to know, do you really need the money? Well, I'm trying to understand, darling, where you always see me.
Next supergroup and sub-supergroup are a direct result of the on-again, off-again splintering of the band Styx, or the I can work with you, I can't work with you mentality of Dennis DeYoung and Tommy Shaw. During one of the I can't work with you periods, Shaw left the band and formed Damn Yankees, along with Ted Nugent, ex of the Amboy Dukes and as a solo act, and Jack Blades, and he is ex of the band Night Ranger. Their two LPs both charted respectfully, due in some part to the single High Enough from 1990's self-titled affair. By 1995, it was only Tommy and Jack left, releasing two LPs as the duo Jaw Blades, the second being an LP of covers, an incredible record that showcased their harmonizing abilities. And what better duo to emulate? Simon and Garfunkel covering, quite well, their Sounds of Silence.
It's a shame I've got to live without you anymore. There's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. Can we close the door? I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me baby. Don't say goodnight. Say you're gonna stay forever. Oh, oh, all the way. Can you take me high enough? Yesterday,
and you know for sure I would live and die for you, and I'd know just what to do when you call me.
Words like silent rain. hands, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered into the sound of silence.
If you caught the Yes Family Tree show back in season 5, you're familiar with the next supergroup, Asia, featuring John Wetton, ex of King Crimson, Roxy Music, and Uriah Heep, Steve Howe, ex of Yes, Jeff Downs, The Buggles, and Carl Palmer of Emerson, Lake & Palmer, releasing 7 LPs with this lineup. Now, it's pretty common that when a group such as this gets together, they bring with them baggage from their past, and in this case, that baggage is past music. And it's equally common to perform some of these in concert, and Asia, from 2007, Live in Tokyo album, presents one from each member. Yes's Roundabout, ELP's Fanfare for the Common Man, King Crimson's Court of the Crimson King, and the Buggles' Video Killed the Radio Star. Now, if I was Jeff Downs and my contribution was the Buggles' hit, I would be a bit sort of embarrassed, considering what the others brought to the party. Not that it isn't a good song, it is, but it's nowhere close to the same caliber as the others. So I've chosen John Wetton's baggage, per se, in the Court of the Crimson King, from the Crimson's first LP from 1969. Now, to be fair, it should be said that Wetton didn't join the Crimson until 1970.
Shattered by the sun, I walk a road horizons, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sings. He lullabies in ancient time for the court of the Crimson King. Wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The Black Queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the Crimson King. Soft gray mornings, widows cry. Wise men share a joke. I run to grasp divine signs to satisfy the host. The yellow jester does not play, gently pulls the strings, smiles as the puppets dance in the court of the Crimson King.
The sun, he come, the Closing the show with the post-Bad Company Paul Rodgers project, The Firm. This supergroup also included ex-Led Zeppelin, Yardbirds guitarist Jimmy Page, and ex-Manfred Mann and Uriah Heep drummer Chris Slade. It lasted two LPs. Radioactive was from the first self-titled endeavor from 1985. Probably the most prolific supergroup was simply named Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, whose origins were the Byrds, the Buffalo Springfield, Hollies, and Buffalo Springfield, respectively. Carry On was the lead-off track from Deja Vu from 1970, the first to include the on-again, off-again member Neil Young. But next up, the quiescential supergroup, the Traveling Wilburys, featuring Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty. And if I have to tell you the origins of these guys, there's no reason for you to be listening here. With, from the first of two LPs, Handle With Care, an extended version adding nearly 2 minutes to the everyday single. This bit of rare Wilburys can be yours if you can find the 12-inch single, the CD single, or where I have it, from the bonus disc on the vinyl-only version of the Wilburys Collection Box from 2007.
Everybody's got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream.
Reputations changeable, situations
somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been fucked up and I've been fooled. I've been robbed and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools. Handle me with her.
Thank you for joining The Vinyl Garage this week as we explore the supergroup. I've always said it's important to know where your music comes from, but equally important is the origins of those who made it. But before we go, so how's this for surreal? Bob Dylan on the cover of AARP magazine. Well, he is 74. The interview was nestled among the Life Alert, Hearing Aid, Medicare supplement insurance and incontinent ads, and promotes his latest album, Shadows in the Night, released just this last spring. But this is where it really gets strange. It's an album of American standards, all of which, at one time or another, were recorded by Sinatra. Bobby Blue Eyes makes it very clear that he's no Sinatra. But we knew that. Now, if you're going to record songs like these, you have to do so with the respect that the material of this importance deserves. And being able to actually carry a tune is an important prerequisite. Unfortunately, Zimmy can't. Just as in albums past, when it was only his material, he sounds like he has a mouthful of mashed potatoes, making the album sound more like a parody than a serious attempt at paying homage to a music you allegedly love. Sorry, Bob, I'll pass. Just saying. Keep in touch with The Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening. Great.